Peace among men of good will. Glory in the heights above to God, and upon earth peace among men of good will. Luke 2:14. A reason why some celebrate Christmas. Every year, the Pope and other religious leaders preach messages of peace, hopeful that the Christmas season will fulfill the angelic proclamation, upon earth peace among men of good will. Some make special pilgrimages to celebrate. Why is it a challenge? Peace during Christmas time is temporary at best. For example, in December 1914, while Europe was engulfed in World War I, British and German soldiers emerged from the trenches and celebrated Christmas together. They shared food, drink, and cigarettes. They even played soccer. However, the truce did not last long. In a letter from the front lines, a British soldier related that a German soldier told him, "Today we have peace. Tomorrow, you fight for your country, I fight for mine." What Bible principles can help? There has been a child born to us. His name will be called Prince of Peace. To the abundance of the princely rule and to peace there will be no end. Isaiah 9:6-7. Is not that prophecy about Jesus Christ reassuring? Jesus was not born on earth to bring one day of peace each year. As a heavenly ruler, he will bring genuine peace that will not end. By means of me, Jesus, you may have peace. In the world, you are having tribulation, but take courage. I have conquered the world. John 16:33. Even today, Jesus nurtures peace among his followers. True, Christians have tribulation. Yet, thanks to the Bible, they understand why suffering exists and how Jesus will bring lasting peace. Therefore, they enjoy peace of mind. By following Jesus' words, Jehovah's Witnesses, regardless of their nationality, skin color, ethnicity, or language, enjoy such peace. See for yourself by attending a meeting at their Kingdom Hall. Perhaps you, like many others, will agree that this peace is better than any peace that Christmas can offer. End of article.